Hi everyone, this is Dr. Joanna Wells coming to you from Illuminating Minds Radio, and welcome and Merry, Merry Christmas pretty soon. It's a beautiful, beautiful holiday. I really love it. It's so beautiful. And so funny, we just got back from Cancun and to drop off the kids to go hang out with her dad, and my husband got really sick with a cold, so we've been just kind of hanging around the house for almost a week, just waiting for him to get over this cold. I mean, he's still trying to get over it. So sad. And we finally yesterday went Christmas shopping. Finally. Did some Christmas shopping and got my husband a custom-made suit. So we're getting ready. And it's just nice because in the Yucatan, in the Merida part where we're at, you can actually get suits for very, 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 like, low cost. It would blow your mind how much it is. Like, usually suits would run anywhere from like 2,000, 5,000, maybe 10 or more, you know? And beautiful material and everything. It's way, way less than that. You would not even believe. Extremely less. Okay. it'll blow your mind. So it's very nice. I'm loving the weather right now. The weather is just beautiful right now. Oh my gosh, it was so freezing last night. To us, freezing is like 65 degrees. It was cold for me. I had to sleep with two comforters. Oh my gosh, it was so cold, but it was so nice because it gets so hot here. So hot for many months, and you're just like wanting to just, you know, hang yourself because it's so freaking hot. But everybody's different. Everybody's different, right? And the good news, if you are ever in the Yucatan area, we now have a train called the Maya Train, and it takes you all around the Yucatan. It's so freaking awesome. I haven't gone on it yet, but I'm going to, we're going to look at the tickets today and see if we can get on it, because we're going to be going to the other side, the Quintana Roo side, and it's just going to, it's opening up business like crazy. It will open up a lot of business for a lot of the tourists, a lot of the people to get around the Yucatan, and it will be going to Chiapas as well. It goes to Campeche, the other state next to the Yucatan, and it will start going to Chiapas, I think by February. I'm not sure exactly when, but the train looks so beautiful from the pictures that I've seen. You can eat on the train. You can have your nice food on the train. You can have a premier class, first class, whatever. I cannot wait. I am very, very excited. And you know what? I haven't really talked much about Mexico like I should. And I think I should start talking more about Mexico. Because for one, I no longer live in the United States. I haven't lived in the United States in years. I mean, I think the last time I ever lived in the United States was like 2012. But it was funny, we moved to Mexico around 2011, and I lived in Rosarito Beach right next to Ensenada, right near San Diego, California. And we lived there for quite a while, and then it was like, I'll just go back to the States. So I went back to the States, and then I realized, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to go back to Mexico. I miss it, because you can live in a bigger house. And we were living in a Navy house, and it was a townhouse in Point Loma. We're paying $2,500 at the time and a month, and it was a teeny weeny little fart box. It was nice, nicely made though. Nicely made, I will give it that. And it was like 2-3 stories. It was a townhome, but it was a freaking fart box compared to the house that you could get for rent right on the sand on the beach of Rosarito Beach for $1,000 a month. Now that was back then. Now the prices have gone up because of inflation. Who knows? A lot of Americans are moving down there. And it's very beautiful. I miss Rosarito. I miss it a lot. I miss it because of the California weather, and I miss being right next to the ocean. And I think now, I think you're going to be paying like $2,000 a month now because the prices have gone up. So we decided, you know what, there's not much going on in Rosarito. Let's go move to Cancun. So we finally went to Cancun, and it feels like America there. I mean, United States. I mean, it's all America. Mexico is America, by the way, if some of you aren't educated in that. Mexico is America. It's part of the Americas. But we went to Cancun, and you got all the malls there, all the beautiful shopping malls. Very high class, rich freaking people, guys. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you think Mexico is a place with poor people riding on donkeys, you got it wrong. I feel broke here, okay, compared to these Mexican people here. Here in the Yucatan, we see Mexicans driving in Lamborghinis, okay. I'm not kidding you. Maseratis. Cancun, same thing. They got brand new freaking BMWs. I'm not seeing white people in it. I'm seeing Mexican people in that, or maybe Latin people. You have no idea how rich Mexico is until you come and live here. So a lot of the things that you hear on the news about all the Mexicans jumping over to the, you know, to the America, it's because they find opportunity in America, and maybe, you know, they didn't come from a very wealthy class family, a wealth class family. In Mexico, it used to be back in the day, and this is very interested. I'm going to be talking about Mexico today because I live in Mexico, okay, and I'm proud of that. I'm also Mexican because of my father, but Mexico back in the day, before the credit system, which was in 2008 is when the credit system started in Mexico, where Mexicans, middle-class Mexicans can actually buy a car, they can actually purchase car on credit, all that. Before that, there was no middle class before 2008. There was rich and there was poor. That was it. So there was poor and there's rich. And I'm not talking credit rich like the Americans and the Europeans. Oh, I'm really wealthy, but you're living on a lot of credit, right? I'm talking about Mexican, rich Mexican people that have loads of money, like loaded in bags. My mother and I, we went to Michoacan many years ago. I was 17, and we saw women walking in. She saw women walking in the bank loaded with big bags of cash, depositing money in the bank. Okay. You can say, oh, they're from a drug cartel. I mean, yeah, there are drug cartels in Mexico, but not everybody's a drug cartel because they're rich. Not at all. They come from very, very wealthy families. My grandmother and my grandfather, I mean, my grandmother actually died a rich woman. She died with $2 million in a property in California, but her family in Mexico, they're from Guadalajara. They came from a rich family. They're very wealthy. So I came from a wealthy family, I like to say, here in Mexico. I feel pretty damn good about that. My mother, who's American, she came from a wealthy family. Her grandfather used to make trophies. He used to make $40,000 a month back then when she was a little girl. That was a lot of money. So she came from a very wealthy family, a wealthy life. But her mother married a really bad guy who was a Marine. A Marine. He was poor. He was broke. He was beaten on her. He was just simple trash, I hate to say. But, you know, I never really met him. He was trash compared to what my mother could have gotten. And, you know, so that's what happens. You know, hey, I've been there, done that. Married. And I'm not saying all Marines are like that. A lot of them are very, very good people. I married a Marine that was a real, you know, not a good person, sociopath, whatever you want to call it. Didn't like his parents, but yeah, he was spoiled rotten by his parents, but they were middle class. You know, he had good parents. I have to give him that. He had very, very good parents, very one wonderful sister, but he just hated his, he acted like, I don't want to go there, but anyway, everything happens for a reason. But going back to my grandparents, they were very wealthy. But then one day something happened. The Federales came, and my grandpa had to, he was still a hardworking man. He was working as a, he had his own business as a tailor. And one day the Federales came and said, hey, you're going to have to shut your business down because you weren't paying taxes and you weren't doing all this stuff. So finally he said to my family when they were kids, they said, my dad, he said, he took his measuring tape out. Sorry, my husband's coughing back. He's really sick still. But took the measuring tape off from his shoulders and put it on the table and said, today there's no more shop. There's no more store. We're done. No more tailoring store. He used to do really professional suits, beautifully done suits, like Giorgio Armani, even better. Like very, very, he knew everything about material. He was amazing. He was an amazing tailor, and my father is an amazing tailor as well. And so then they went to America. And they were struggling. They were struggling a lot. And, you know, for many, many, many years, and then eventually towards the end, then, you know, became wealthy again. So, you know, but unfortunately, I mean, my grandma, she passed away, and that, you know, when she had everything done for her, and I'm happy for her, you know, happy for the family and stuff. But I guess she left in the perfect time because, you know, things are going to get kind of strange, you know, in America anyway, really weird. I mean, it's going to happen all over the world eventually, but things are not good. My mother left. I'm glad she left this world. Things are not good, you know. When you're talking about United States anyway, it's worse. United States, Europe, all of that. But here in Mexico, things are really nice. Many Americans come down here, many Brits, many Canadians, people from all over the world are living in Mexico. So it's now become the melting pot in the world. People from all over. Lots of companies have moved here. A lot of American companies have moved to Mexico. So that's, you know, that's awesome. I give people kudos that have decided to make a decision. And when they realize that where they're at in the United States, or it could be Europe or wherever in the world, and they realize, you know what, just because I was born there doesn't mean I have to attach my whole identity and ego to that place and call myself a patriot, and I'm gonna defend this country, and I'm gonna fight for what's mine, and all this garbage. You know, I'm completely over that. I find a lot of ego involved in a lot of the American people, unfortunately, the patriot group especially. They actually believe that because they were born there, it is their land, and that is it. But they don't realize all the Indians that were murdered in the name of, you know, the United States Corporation, Britain, the Crown. I would say the Crown.
Yes. And they celebrated Thanksgiving without realizing.
And they celebrated Thanksgiving without realizing, exactly. And really, Americans, some of you that are so freaking tired of being American, you have no idea what America is. America was built on murder and rape and killing. Even from the founding fathers, and they were Freemasons, guys. So you really need to wake up. And many people are like, oh, well, I'm tied to the, you know, I can have a 508 trust, and there's one guy said a PMA and, you know, all that stuff. But I said, it's not the trust itself that we're talking about that's about protecting your assets. It's the whole ethics behind it. When you get a silver bullet trust or the foreign grantor trust, you are no longer seen as American. Not like that. You are seen as a foreign agent. Yes, you're an American indigenous, not an American national. You're an American indigenous because you were born on the land, but so what? Many of you are from Europe. Many of you are from Africa. Many of you are from Asia, okay? Many of you are not really from America unless you have Native American blood, and even then, Native American people came from Siberia, okay? I believe, unless you are of a native, like, you know, black, brown, even brown, you know, like the Mayan people here, you know, a lot of people, but even though there's a mixture with Siberian blood, you know? So the problem is the consciousness of the American people. They believe they're American, and they're going to defend their land, and they are programmed because of the government programmed them to make them believe that they are American, and then they are, this is their country and all this stuff. And we're going to fight for this country. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're fighting, by you fighting for the country, your men out there are blowing up other countries and people and babies. So that's pretty bad karma for those of you who are paying taxes for a warmongering, funding a warmongering nation, okay? That's where you're at. So it all goes to ethics, it goes to karma, it goes to certain concepts, how you're living your life. And until you finally become conscious and you start to realize what America really is all about, then you start to become free. You're like, you know what? I'm free. I'm a sentient being living in Gaia, living on the earth. And the earth is my oyster. The earth is my dwelling. The earth is my home. I no longer have to separate myself and, you know, consider myself or tie my ego to this particular land. I'm American, I'm Mexican, I'm Chinese, I'm this. Fine, your race is that, but at the same time, you are a free sentient being on the lands, on the realms where you can go, you should go wherever you need to go. You are free to pack up and get the hell out of a place that is turning into a Nazi Germany. What do you think a lot of the Germans did? A lot of the Germans was not in agreement with Hitler. They were like, you know what, you're freaking psychotic. We're getting the fuck out of here. They were over trying to defend their land because they took their guns away, for one. And they were over it. They're like, you know what, you know, if they never took the guns away, then they would have been able to defend themselves. But you know, you're in a place where there's just so much corruption and killing and murdering. It's like, you know, it's time to go. Time to make life a little easier. So many of the very smart Americans, Canadians, when they see that the pot is boiling, they get the fuck out right away. You know, they start saving maybe 10 years ago. They start seeing shit happening. They don't, oh my God, I gotta start saving right now. No, they've seen it happen maybe 20 years ago, and they've been saving their money. They've been putting that shit away. They've been really doing their research. They haven't really been looking at TikTok. You know, sure, they'll look at TikTok or YouTube, but they're not obsessed with it. And they're like, you know, I know what's coming. I know what's coming because my grandparents knew what was coming in Germany, in France, in, you know, certain parts of the world where the Nazis came and took over the land and started, you know, doing horrendous things to the Jewish people and the Gypsies and the Spanish. If you didn't have black hair if you didn't have blonde hair, blue eyes, then it got to that point. If you weren't a Nordic race, then you had to go, you know. So the smart people, the ones that don't tie themselves to a nation and say, no, I'm not leaving because this is my place. No, the whole earth is yours, okay? The whole earth is yours. Why are you looking at the world through small eyes, through small little eyeballs? You are more than that. So listen to the guy, Nomad Capitalist. You know, he's an American. He left and he renounced his Americanship years ago and said, screw you. I'm going to go where I'm treated best. And he did. And he friggin' moved where he was treated best. He went to Singapore. He went to friggin' Malaysia. He went all over the world. Bought houses all over the world or villas all over the world. And trying to tell people, you know what? You need to go where you're treated best. You don't have to friggin' live there because you say you're this nationality. That's how they trap you. They trap you in their little corner. And then they want you to believe the psyops that, don't worry, if we can all hang together, we can overthrow this government together. Well, it doesn't look like that's happening. It hasn't happened in a very long time. And I'm going to tell you what's coming. China is taking over the United States. And if you don't see that happening already through TikTok, wake up. That's how they're starting. They're starting through TikTok. They're completely... what's that word? Surveilling you, surveilling all Americans. And why do you think they're so damn strict? They're worse than YouTube, way worse than YouTube. They are utilizing their Chinese tactics, if you will, because it certainly is not in alignment with the U.S. Constitution, how they're treating people, okay? You can't talk about shit on there without being taken off. You can see the Squid Games, folks. You can see that shit happening in the United States. So what I'm about, I'm the same way. Go where you're treated best. Why the hell are you putting up with the shit over there? You know, the inflation is insane over there. I mean, gas is insane. It's just insane to a point where you're going to be living in a cubicle box if you're not already. So to me, I'm about, you know, go where you're treated best. If you are an American, you know, get a foreign trust situated, not just to live in America. I say get the hell out of America, the United States. Go to a place where you can save a lot of money. You can open up a beautiful bank account. You can transfer your foreign grantor trust there, utilizing the new numbers that you're going to be using, your foreign numbers. Just be foreign because you are foreign. That's the whole point. You are treated as the enemy of the state in the United States. Because you're foreign to their jurisdiction. You are slaves to their jurisdiction. So why don't you upgrade your status a notch? Be foreign agent. so that we, and then wherever you go around the world, you don't have to keep jumping from country to country, really, because of the taxing thing. That's the only issue with the nomad capitalists. You know, it's like, oh, you got to have all these other nationalities, so that way you can, if one nationality doesn't work, then you just jump another border and go to another place, and hopefully they don't tax you and all this stuff. I mean, screw you. You don't even have to be taxed anymore. You're never going to be taxed anymore because you changed your status. So you can live your life anywhere in the world. Move your trust wherever the hell you want. You don't have to be stuck in the United States of America. So really, I really like working with people that are expats that have left the United States a long time ago or are about ready to move out of the United States. They actually see what the hell is going on. And they realize it's not going to get any better because it's not. Trump's not going to make it better because he's part of the elite. For a lot of you who still believe that he's not, he was taken care of by who? The Rockefeller? The Rothschild or the Rockefellers?
One of the,
and he was totally taken care of and trained and groomed. I mean, he's part of that. But
he was taken in as a youngster.
Yeah, he was taken in as a youngster to be trained and everything. So, you know, you're going to see America turn into, it's already turning into Nazi Germany. I don't know what you thought of the pandemic. I don't know if the pandemic woke you up or not, but my gosh. So I like to brag about Mexico. I'm not saying Mexico is the most perfect place in the world. No place is perfect, but I'll tell you right now.
They don't fight with anybody.
Yeah, they don't fight with no one. They're not fighting with other countries. They're not blowing other countries up. I mean, if anything, they're fighting amongst each other. Well, you know, the drug cartel, that's a whole other story. They do their own thing, right? But we haven't been around anything. We've never seen any drug cartel stuff going on at all of all the years we've lived in Mexico. Mexico, you know, our lifestyle is so easy that if I tell you about how we live our life, you'd be very jealous. You'd be very pissed off and say, oh, my God. And it's because we made a decision. And the decision was, you know what? Do I want to raise my kids in this type of jurisdiction where they can come and tell me how to raise my kids? Or I'm going to go or move to a place where I can raise my kids on my own. I can homeschool them. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do, you know, as long as I'm not harming them. And we pay, you know, the rent we pay, we have a 4-bedroom house, 5 bathrooms. Six bathrooms, big yard with a pool in Merida, Yucatan. We pay $1,200 a month. And it's in the classy part where you see people riding around in Maseratis, brand new freaking BMWs, Mercedes, and they're not white. A lot of them are Mexican.
I've seen a couple of Lamborghinis.
Yeah, Lamborghinis. We've seen them. I mean, what is it? Not Rolls Royce. We've seen that, but we've also seen Range Rovers. I mean, they're freaking rich over here, guys. I don't know where you're getting this information that Mexico is a poor country. Dude, if anything, when we go to the United States, we see a very poor country there. It's their third country. Here, Darren wants to say something. Go for it.
Just imagine living in a housing estate, right? Instead of them all being uniform cookie cutter kind of style. They're all custom made. They're all different sizes. And where we're at, there's many, and I mean many, houses. And they take up the whole entire block. There's a big ass wall going right around for the whole entire block, and then inside there's a big ass house. They've got their big ass pool and they've got their big ass yard, garden, whatever. So I just wanted to throw that in as well, because I get excited when I drive by. Sometimes you can see through the specific kind of gates where they have the real gates. And it's, wow, that's a pretty house. Wow, that's a big-ass house. Wow, and yeah. I think we'll upgrade to that one next kind of thing, you know?
Very rich.
So we are living amongst them. They live amongst us or whatever. Just like the movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm seeing these houses, I mean, some of them take up an entire block. And that's just like the mansions. And we're living in one of the mini mansions kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I've seen people's houses we can actually stick in the backyard.
Yeah.
We can fit that into our backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We are grateful.
Yeah.
so grateful, so thankful to the universe, because we are working on ourselves and not being distracted by the bullshit.
Exactly.
So that's all you've got to do. I was talking to a guy last night. He does cable kind of stuff from Australia. Like, you know, he sets people up with TV with 120 channels or whatever. And I'm going, why waste your time watching TV? Because it's a distraction. It's a load of mind-numbing bullshit that keeps you away from studying your truth, from who you are, what you're capable of, and even where you're from. The entire history of this place is just fabricated. And you're all unaware of it because you're still stuck in your TVs or distracted by whatever. But yeah, that's why we're living the good life, because we don't put up with the bullshit, we don't get distracted, we can see through the bullshit, we can see, read between the lines, and we're awake and aware. And that's what we do. We teach people, give them a nudge. Oh, do you know this? Do you know this? And it triggers things inside your mind, and it starts you thinking. That's all we want people to do. Just start thinking for yourselves and realize what kind of a world you're really living in, instead of just being on autopilot every day. Get up, go to the bathroom, get breakfast, kiss the children, go to work, next day, same thing. So that's why, how we are where we are today.
Exactly. So I wanted to add to that. If you guys are interested in coming to Merida, we have a realtor. And he's been a wonderful realtor. He's helped us with three houses living here. And, oh, I've told him about the train already. You guys, you have no idea. Like, if you want to rent a house, you can rent a place that looks freaking fabulous. Like, where you have, if you want to pay, like, $2,000-$3,000 a month. Say that you're in that bracket, okay? You can live in a country club. And the houses are enormous. The windows are enormous. The windows are so big. The doors are so big. They're huge. And then it inside it, you see like a nice fountain of rock, you know, waterfall, and you see the pool, like a nice pool inside. Oh my gosh, guys. You have no idea how, I mean, it is absolutely beautiful, and you can get it for the third of price. You can rent that sucker, and it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous here in the Yucatan. It really is. It's hot, though. You're gonna have to deal with that weather, but it's very, very beautiful. But if, let's say that, you know, hey, I only want to pay $500 a month. I want to pay $300. You could pay $300 a month and get a two-bedroom house. And you'll get a lot more out here than you would in Cancun. Cancun is getting expensive. Starting to look like, turn into San Diego. Like, you have to have at least $2,000 a month to live really nice. Okay, live nice. Like, say the house that we have right now, we would be paying about $2,000 a month in Cancun. It wasn't like that before. If you want to live by the water and all that, but there's places you can live very cheap in Cancun as well. But you know, the houses get tinier, smaller, and then maybe in not such great areas, and they have bars on the windows. It looks trashy. Here in Merida is classy. You got class. There's so many Americans here. It feels like kind of like New Orleans. Like, there's a certain place. It's a French place. Very French. Looks like the French quarters. Beautiful streets. And, you know, the trees, they look kind of like the weeping willow trees. It reminds me of like New Orleans or Georgia or someplace like that. So beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. And with the train, forget about it. You get on the train, you're there on the other side in Cancun in 2 hours, maybe less. It's freaking going to be an awesome place to be. So, you're surrounded by cenotes, you're surrounded by these beautiful nature waters, clear, crystal clear cenotes that the asteroids created years ago, many millions of years ago. And you got clear blue water, and you got Isla Mujeres, you got Cozumel, I mean, sugar sand. Beautiful. It is a beautiful place. It's just the weather. You have to, if you want to be here all year round, you're going to have to deal with the weather, and the weather's not pretty. okay? The weather's not pretty. But a lot of people, I'm noticing, they're putting solar panels on their houses, which makes the electricity way low. Ridiculously low, like stupidously low. So we're going to be moving into another place, probably still here. Now that they have the train, I'm very excited to stay here a little longer, actually. And living in a, we want to move to like maybe a country club, something like that. And, you know, we're just going to show you around. I think that's what we're going to be doing. Because I'm getting tired of talking about the United States, guys. I apologize. I really am sorry. I have come from the United States. I was American born. I'm an American and Mexican. They would call me a pochoc because my mother is white. My father is Mexican, but he's like a white Mexican, European, Spanish, French, whatever. My mother is, you know, German, Scottish, Native American, and both sides Native American as well. So I am indigenous of the Americas. My ancestors are from here, right? But I'm just tired of talking about it all the time, really. I love helping you guys. I love to help you as best as I can. But I can only tell you so much. You know, a lot of you are stuck in that old way. You're like, I want to stay here, but I want to try to get money out of my birth certificate bond, my CESKV, and so the government can take care of me. You know, you're still thinking about the government taking care of you, wiping your ass. You know, that, get over it. And I don't want to train people like that. I don't want to help people like that. I like to help people that are, they have a worldly mindset. They got businesses, they're independent, or even if they're professionals and they're like, you know what, I'm getting sick of America too. I'm getting sick of the United States is not the United States anymore how it used to be. And I don't think it ever was. And you start to come into the mindset, you know, whatever, if you want to call it the 5D mindset, the new earth consciousness, whatever you want to call it. Many people are starting to awaken to realize the lies and deception that they've been fed all these years, that they realize, they're like, you know what, they're already working on a plan to get the hell out of there. Okay, they've been working on a plan to get the hell out of there. They've already strategized. They might have went to college, maybe. They might have just taken trade school to learn whatever they have to learn so they can start working online and get the fuck out of there. Okay, am I right? So, you know, we have a guy that we are working with, actually my husband's working with, and they do call centers for people. He has traveled to Thailand. He's the one that told us about Thailand and got us to travel many years ago. And he has been working online, you know, having jobs online, American jobs, but working in Thailand, making maybe $12 an hour at the time he started out. And he was just fine enough to make a living there. You know, everything's so damn cheap. And it's beautiful in Thailand. Oh, my gosh. If I think Mexico's like first class, second class, man, you got to go to Thailand. That place is amazing. The houses, the construction of the houses are perfect. I mean, literally perfect. We never had one issue in Thailand with a house ever. But, and the malls are amazing too. Five stories high. And we're planning on going back to Thailand to go visit a beautiful place next year. But anyway, where was I? Kind of got lost there, honey. Where was I?
I don't know.
Yeah. Shit. Oh my God, I got to go back here. But anyway, you know, it's the quality of life that you want to live. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you want to live a more quality life. You want to raise your kids where no one's, you know, you don't have Nazis over your children on how they should dress, if they should be LGBT, 1, 2, 3, gay, straight, you know, whatever. You let your kids be however the hell they want to be, you know? So he was working, he did all that. And he started learning about call centers, and then he ended up getting into the call center business, started creating the call center, him and his partner. And before you know it, I mean, he's making bank. The guy's making like 60 to 100 grand a month, okay? And so my husband is, you know, definitely working with him now, so I'm pretty damn excited. But before all of that, you know, he was saying, you know, you can get a job online from your country, like United States or England or whatever the hell you're from, and then leave. You don't have to be in that country. You can go somewhere else. You can live in a place where you're treated best. A lot of expats live in Mexico, Thailand, you know, places all over the world, digital nomads. And they actually, and this is the new type of world. This is the new world. People are becoming more conscious. They're like, you know what? I can, you know, instead of me living on just $3,000 a month, and I barely have money to freaking survive or support myself, or I can stretch that $3,000 a month in another country where I pay like a third of what I'm paying in the United States, and the food is a lot cheaper, and I have time for myself. I can go freaking be myself. I can hang out. But a lot of the people, the conscious mind of many of the Americans, and just not Americans, it's everybody in the country that believes that they're stuck. They can't do anything, you know, they didn't come from a rich family, or they have all these freaking excuses why they can and why they have to stay where they're at. That is your choice. That is your choice. You made that choice. So guess what? Because of your choice and your decision, you have to continue living like that because you made that decision. But if you can make that decision one morning and start watching, let's say, Nomad Capitalist, just to get you an idea, not saying following everything he says, because I don't believe 100% that you should renounce your American citizenship at all. I don't believe that at all. I never had to renounce my American citizenship. I defeated child support, and I still have my American passport because, you know, I love having my American passport. I love having my Mexican passport. I love the fact that I can go either or. And never have to worry about having war with America. You know, I never have to worry. I'm not a felon. It's a wonderful fucking feeling. Really, it is. And I can travel in either or passport that I want to. So, and then I don't have to pay taxes because I am no longer seen as a U.S. citizen. I am now on the private side as an American indigenous, if you will, okay, that still abides by the private side that was exercised before the 1871 thing that happened when they created a new United States corporation. So it was when America was United States of America, of the Republic, okay? That's where the private side you're able to exercise, and it's still awake. It's still alive, guys, very, very much alive. And they know this. It's just they're testing you is what they're doing, but I'm not gonna get into that much anymore because I'm free. I don't have to worry. I'm tax-free. I can live wherever the hell I want, and I do my work online. And my kids, my daughter, she's on Spotify. She's a musician. She makes good money online, and she'll never fill in a 1040 ever to ever get her hooked into a job where she has to pay taxes. She's going to be free for the rest of her life. She's going to have a corporation. I'm going to set her up. She's going to be fine for the rest of her life, okay? Same with my son. Same thing applies. No pain, no signing, no tax forms at all. So that's the freedom we have. Now, if you guys are into that and you're like, you know what, I'm so sick and tired of living in the States, or maybe you don't even live in the States. Maybe you're already living somewhere else. Good for you. You're living in another country. You're making your dollars stretch, but yet you still have to pay a shitload of money in taxes. Well, we got that covered here. If you want to get your foreign trust set up, you can do it no matter what country you're in, doesn't matter. And what matters is you no longer have to use your social security number to file, to report to the United States. You now have new numbers. And once they see those numbers, the new EIN type of numbers, the rest is history, okay? So, you know, that's what we're talking about. But a lot of the people that are so stuck living in the States, hoping and praying that it's going to be better, that, you know, that Trump's going to save the world, or you're going to have another president to save the world, but yet everything's tightening, your banks are changing, your banks are collapsing, you know, I'm over it, guys. I say go hang out with someone that's already there, living there, and, you know, and they'll give you give you every remedy that they think that they can give you to get out of paying your bills. And that's the thing. You know, that's the question. Do you want to live in a place that's so damn expensive you can't afford your bills? Or do you want to move to a place where you're like, you know what, I can move anywhere. I can live in Thailand. I can live in Mexico, whatever. And you know, my bills are so low. Like, let's say $1,200 a month we pay for a rent. For our cable, $100 because we have 1 gig of internet. And you can go way lower than that. We can go $60, it could go $50 a month if we want to. That's all we pay. We don't have really, okay, electricity. 5,000 pesos every 2 months, which is like $100. $100 and something every month that you're paying electricity, because it does get freaking hot. And this is on the hottest times. Here in Merida and Yucatan, it's really cheap.
Yeah.
And water is a joke. Sorry, water's a joke. It's like what?
100
pesos, 200 pesos. That's like $20. It's a joke. So gas, 2,000 pesos is $100, but that lasts you for
two or three months.
That's it. We don't have, I have my credit card bills. I mean, my credit card, but I don't max my credit card. I'm very low with my credit. And I pay my credit on time, all the time. No problem.
Food's cheap as long as you don't go to Walmart.
Yeah, food is cheap as long as you don't go to Walmart or Costco. You know, depends on where you're at. It's best to go to the local stores like Chedraui, Soriana. Excuse me. But or the farmers markets. But really, I live a very easy, we live a very easy life. Even there are times, let's say my work is very slow, you know, it's just, it's still easy. Our life is easy. You know, if we were to run out of money, I mean, because we save so much money, we invest in so much in crypto. It would be like in 10 years or something. You know what I mean? Like, is that cool? Okay.
3-bedroom hacienda in the Gulf, from
24,000. Okay. Okay, cool. My husband just found a gym house, huge hacienda in where? Country club?
Yeah.
Okay, even better. Yeah, so you're going to find a lot of huge, big houses. If you're paying $1,000 a month and you live like a little, damn, okay, contact them. If you live in a little shack for $1,000, for $2,000, $3,000, get the fuck out of there. What are you doing? Get out of the United States. Get out of Britain. What are you guys doing? And many of you are probably like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss my friends. I get it. It's nice to have your friends. But you know what? Maybe you can convince them to come move out where you're at. You know? So really, we're pretty much turning the page in how we handle our business. You know, where, like I said, if you want to come down to Merida, you want to learn, I would be happy to hook you up with a really good realtor that could hook you up and not screw you over. And have a good lawyer, and we'll show you a good lawyer, a really good lawyer that you can connect with, a lawyer in Merida on the Yucatan side, and I got a really good lawyer in Quintana Roo, on the Quintana Roo side where Cancun and all that is, okay? So let me know if that's what you guys want. You know, that's where we're at, really, we're at. And I think I had my head in America for too long, you know, helping other people, hearing about all the atrocities going on over there. And really, it's like, we don't even have that here. We don't have that here, you know. We live a very good life. So, yeah, let us know. I mean, contact me at joanna@pm.me. If you're ready, if you're one of those that are just like, you know what, I just want to get the hell out of the United States, and I just want to move to Mexico, you know. I'm ready. Contact me, and then I'll hook you up with somebody here, and then I can even meet you. It'd be wonderful. We can even meet you as well. Go have some coffee, have some breakfast, whatever, you know. But that's where we're at. So if real estate's the thing for you and you're looking to buy, you're looking to rent, either or, let us know and we'll be happy to hook you up with people here, okay? But anyway, I wanted to let you know, closing, December's Secure Creditor or Silver Bullet Trust is completely sold out. So February, I'm going to have another class in February. That's coming up, and just go to securecreditor.com, click on live class in the menu, and then it will take you there, and all the dates are there for you. And the deadline to sign up is January 20th, okay? So, you know, good idea to sign up early when you can sign up. I understand it's the freaking holidays, believe me, we know. And, you know, many of you are like, oh my God, I wish I could sign up right now, but I have the holidays, and that's completely fine, it's fine. So we'll have February. And then after that, shortly, I believe in March, or sometime in March, maybe April, we're going to have the three-month ambassador program where we're going to be teaching you everything that I know. Silver Bullet Trust, secure creditor, how to conduct yourself on the private side as a foreign agent. That's where we're going at, okay? And along with transformation work, how to utilize this work and also have a business. You could teach people this work, okay? And it will save many people's lives. But you know what? It's not for everyone, this type of work. It really isn't, because again, where it depends on where your mindset. If you're all about living in the United States and staying there and not moving on, you know, to me, I don't know. I don't see what the point is, because it doesn't matter. Things are going to get worse. I mean, yeah, you'll be protected greatly, but at the same time, you're going to see a lot of poverty around you. You're going to be like, you know what? This is depressing. You know, people getting beheaded probably. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be very ugly. You're not going to be want to be around that. You're going to want to be around a nice place, nicer country, living the luxury life, and making life easy for you, you know? All right, guys, take care. Have a wonderful Christmas. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.